USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Red is not a good look for Wall Street. Stocks have fallen. Investors fear a recession is looming. The retail sales report disappointed as well. The Dow has been down by more than 900 points at times today. NASDAQ down by 3%. The S&P 500 not much better. Just last week, Elon Musk said freedom of speech on Twitter even extends to the site that tracks his private jet. Today, not so much.
Twitter has suspended the Twitter site @ElonJet, which is followed by about 500,000 people. It's run by a 20-year-old Florida college student and tracks Elon Musk's private plane around the world. The student's able to do that using public information from flight tracking websites.
That's Rich Johnson reporting. The clock is ticking for you to get your holiday package into the U.S. mail.
The U.S. Postal Service says this Saturday, the 17th, is the latest you can send packages by its cheapest service, Retail Ground, and be assured they'll arrive by Christmas. It's the same deadline for first-class mail. Priority mail will give you a bit more leeway. The deadline is Monday, the 19th, and for your last-minute needs, the more expensive Priority Mail Express service will let you send items by the 23rd. I'm Tim Berg.
Parts of the Appalachians and the interior Northeast are being hit with a mix of snow, sleet, freezing conditions. NBC meteorologist Bill Cairns says the storm isn't going away anytime soon.
This is day four of blizzard warnings. Blizzard warnings started Monday night for areas outside of Rapid City, and we're still under blizzard warnings throughout the day today.
The storm has already produced around a foot or more of snow in states like Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The snowfall in the Northeast may last through Saturday. This is USA News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
Thursday, the House Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security held a hearing to examine the deadly Uvalde, Texas school shooting, including why police waited so long before entering the school while the shooter was inside. The older sister of Uvalde victim Tess Mehta, Faith Mehta, shares her family's grief with the committee.
Our life has changed forever. It has darkened because our light has left. The child and the little human who once made this family whole is no longer with us. Tess will never get to experience the life we had prayed she would live.
On May 24th, the shooter opened fire at Robb Elementary School, killing 19 students and two teachers. Following the shooting, it was decided that the school would be knocked down and rebuilt. The U.S. Postal Service says this Saturday, the 17th, is the latest you can send packages by its cheapest service, Retail Ground, and be assured they'll arrive by Christmas. It's the same deadline for first-class mail. Priority mail will give you a bit more leeway. The deadline is Monday, the 19th, and for your last-minute needs, the more expensive Priority Mail Express service will let you send items by the 23rd. I'm Tim Berg. Week 15 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night with the Seattle Seahawks hosting the San Francisco 49ers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.